Aircheckdownloads.com.
Music all weekend long. Boom Radio.
Bonnie Tyler, of course, Total Eclipse of the Heart, now sold over 6 million copies and been awarded a platinum disc. More importantly than all of that, in a list of people's songs to sing in the shower, that came in at number one. Before that, Ace, the band who came from Sheffield, and a great 45, their debut actually, called How Long, hit in the UK and number one, and written by Paul Carrick, who was the lead vocalist, great singer as well. Good morning then, on Easter Sunday, it's also good Go Fly a Kite Day, be a Mary Poppins for the day. In Greece, it's the annual egg cracking day, in which contestants must crack their opponent's egg without breaking their own. It's also Pizza Delivery Driver Appreciation Day. So pizza deliveries instead of Easter eggs, I know which I'd go for. First of all, it was the first of two number one hits in 1960 for Anthony Newley, a song called Why, which was originally a hit in America for Frankie Avalon. Newley was the first person to cover it. Later, Donny Osmond did the same, the little copycat. And then Dusty Springfield, Some of Your Loving, which is the follow-up to The Middle of Nowhere, got her in the top 10 at the time that BP struck oil in the North Sea, the post office tower opened in London, and on the telly, Thunderbirds and the Magic Roundabout were both seen for the very first time. F.A.B. Dougal.
You voted, we counted.
The Q-tips. Q-tips as in cotton buds, you understand. A track called Love Hurts. They were a group from the early 80s, which included the vocalist Paul Young as one of their members, and they were there with a cover version of the Everly Brothers 60s hit Love Hurts. They began as a band called Street Band, and they had a small hit with a great novelty track called Toast, which we must dig out and play. Hughes Corporation before that, they came from Santa Monica in California, began as the opening act for people like Glenn Campbell and Nancy Sinatra, and they played under the name of the Children of Howard Hughes. Not surprisingly, they had to change it to Hughes Corporation. The record company apparently objected to the original name. That track, Rock the Boat, sold 2 million copies. Playing a lot of million sellers today on Boom Radio because we're halfway through our top 200 according to your votes. I think we're roughly halfway through yesterday. So today and tomorrow, Easter Monday, we'll be playing the rest of the tracks starting at 10 o'clock this morning. More details later. Lots of great music in there.
Little Sparrow.
Aircheckdownloads.com.